Bartimaeus comes to Jesus with faith, asking that he might see again. Recognizing Jesus' identity, Bartimaeus is the first person to call him Son of David in the Gospel of Mark. The Holy Gospel for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the 10th chapter. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to kind of continue with that a little this morning. What's behind the song? 1975, Elton John had a song, "Philadelphia Freedom." It was a big hit on his Captain Fantastic album. I played it all the time, and I thought it had to do with Philadelphia, where the Liberty Bell is. I thought it was about the home of liberty, of freedom, is in Philadelphia. Found out it wasn't about that at all. Elton John wrote the song for Billie Jean King. She was the number one woman in tennis in 1975. Number one in the world. And he didn't really know how to write a song about tennis, so he decided to write a song about the Philadelphia Freedoms. That was the world tennis team in Philadelphia. So that's what the song was about. I didn't know that. Some songs, though, we never really seem to be able to find out what's behind them. Case in point, Carly Simon's "You're So Vain" from 1972. "You're so vain, I bet you think this song is about you." Okay, who's it about? Was it James Taylor, her husband, who was becoming a bigger star than she was? Or was it Mick Jagger, who Carly Simon thought was too full of himself? Or was it Warren Beatty, who was very popular on screen at the time? It's been over 40 years since that song came out. Carly Simon has yet to say who it's about. She said she never will. So I guess we won't find out who was behind that song. So that's getting me into what I wanted to spend a little time with today. In the Lutheran Church, if we had a billboard for top funeral hymns, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound" would be in the top five, along with "How Great Thou Art." Everybody seems to know "Amazing Grace." And it kind of fits today with our texts. "I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see." But what is really behind that song, "Amazing Grace"? Well, we have to go back to the 1700s. a man by the name of John Newton. Now, Newton was in the Royal Navy for Britain. And at that time, Britain was engaged in slave trade. And John Newton was the best captain of ships engaged in slave trade. No one could touch him. And the thing is, he was zealous because trading slaves made him money, made him a very rich man. And he could have cared less about the slaves. Happened, though, that in, I believe, about 1770, he was the captain of the ship Greyhound. And it came into a violent storm in the North Atlantic. And he gripped the wheel for 11 hours, tied himself to that mast holding up the wheel, because many of the crew members were being blown off the ship. And he said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me." Interesting, because he had no faith to speak of. He thought God was a myth. He had no respect or compassion for his fellow humanity. And so it's interesting that he would say that. But the storm died down. They made it into port. And something happened. He was converted. He changed his life. He would have nothing to do with the slave trade. He became an abolitionist. He studied theology. He was ordained as a priest in the Church of England in 1772. And then he wrote Amazing Grace. "I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see." He was blinded by the God, small g, of the world, which gave him a different way of looking at the world, where he would use the world for his own benefit. But that day when he said, "Lord, have mercy on me," it wasn't his eyes that were speaking, it was his heart. His heart cried out to God, "Lord, have mercy on me." And that's where we find Bartimaeus today in our gospel. He is blind, but it doesn't matter. Today, his heart speaks. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." He saw what no one else could see with his heart. He's the first one who calls Jesus Son of David. The first one. Without sight, his heart knew. So today, as we gather, we're glad that none of us are lost. We are all found in Christ. And today, no matter what our vision or lack of vision, we use our eyes of faith, our insight. And as fallen people, all of us say, "Lord, have mercy on me." And Christ comes and says, "Your faith has made you well, whole, redeemed, and blessed." Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.